This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live, you are invited to join us here to take control of the airwaves as we launch into the second hour of the program, where you can bring us anything you want. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian. Oops, Cody, I don't know what the hell.
He's pushing the button.
What are you doing?
He's being a dumbass.
I'm looking over here. I hear him talking. I'm looking at my board. I'm like, I've unmuted him. What is going wrong with my microphone?
It was a long 5-minute break. I'm back. It's Conan.
He was holding the button while trying to talk.
Okay.
This is not communications.
You always decide to bring me back in when I'm burping and I am
and it's
practicing good studio etiquette, pushing the burp button.
All right, you sure you haven't started imbibing way too much alcohol today, Conan?
No, but I mean, it is a good day to imbibe a little.
Celebrate the end of alcohol prohibition.
Woo-hoo!
Something that at least I remember being taught in high school was an abject failure.
Yeah, they didn't really try to say in school that, you know, this should have worked and we ought to try it again. So, yeah, it was definitely this failed.
This was an abject failure. It didn't send anything away. It just wound up creating more violence and criminals. Look at Al Capone. Al Capone was a gangster because of prohibition. But they wound up getting
him
actually on
nobody?
Tax fraud.
Wasn't he basically a nobody before prohibition?
Yes.
Yeah,
I don't remember that. I remember it not working, it failing, but I don't remember hearing a whole lot of how badly it failed. And, keep in mind this was a constitutional amendment that was repealed. That's how big this thing was.
Right. So, you know, the question that I've had, and, you know, I'm not a constitutionalist, but the question that I've had for people that are, that also support the drug war, and there's a large overlap there, is, wait a second, why did it require a constitutional amendment to prohibit alcohol?
But not.
But it just wound up requiring an act of Congress to wind up, you know, prohibiting cannabis and all of these other drugs that at one time, the ones that existed, you could purchase in the Sears catalog and have delivered to your house by somebody like Conan, who works for the post office, which actually is a government agency.
Do you think maybe we had more rights back in the early 1900s? And it was, you know, it was a much bigger deal. And if you wanted to take someone's rights away, you actually had to put it and make it official. Whereas 60 years later, they're like, yeah, you know what? Let's not do that because it didn't work well. Let's just throw it down and see what happens. Let's just say.
Yeah, and then, you know, a lot of the things, whenever there's been some kind of court challenge, well, because, you know, the courts have a, like, living interpretation of whatever. They're like, oh, wait, no, we can do that because of reasons.
Right.
If you want to join the show, toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I want to make an announcement that New Mexico, this state, we're ranked number one in pedestrian fatalities for 6 years in a row. Row after row, I mean, year after year, so, yeah, for the sixth year.
That's curious. You'd think someone, you know, a bigger city like, I don't know, like New York, where, the, you know, you have the crazy,
it's probably
crazy
per capita
traffic.
It's probably per capita. But
you don't think, think of New Mexico as, you know, a lot of.
That's a good point, Conan, although I'll say this about New York. I mean, I can't speak about all of New York or New York City, but the times I've been in New York City,
traffic is a crawl.
Yeah, I mean, you're barely moving in a lot of cases, so you're probably not going to get a lot of fatalities from accidents.
And then also, I was in New York a month ago, and one thing that I noticed.
You were in different areas of New York, too, right? You ran a marathon.
I was in, well, I was in all five boroughs of New York City on the marathon, but I'm not talking about that because they completely closed the streets for that.
Mm-hmm.
But just when I was walking around the couple of days before, I noticed that the intersections where here in Keene, they stop always at the crosswalk areas,
sure.
And then everybody gets to walk at the same time. In New York, everybody going one way walks while the cars go the other, so it doesn't bring
efficient.
Everything to a halt.
Correct.
So it is a lot more efficient. I don't know how the intersections work in Albuquerque, but I did pull up a story from Action News 7, KOAT, out of Albuquerque. And, headline is New Mexico pedestrian deaths on pace for six-year high.
Hmm.
So not only do they, unfortunately rank at the top, and it is for per capita.
Mm-hmm.
It's not overall number of pedestrians killed.
But they're also getting a record high for their own state, is what you're saying as well. Yeah, that's bad news, Sarah. Of course, as we found out before, a lot of the reasons why people who die from pedestrian accidents die because they literally stumble out drunk in front of somebody who's careening down, whatever speedway, wherever they are, which is another reason why in New York, a lot of the areas where traffic is not at a standstill and is moving, they're generally kind of traffic zone areas, meaning that there's not like a neighborhood right there. There's not generally people walking down. There's not even a sidewalk in many of these places where there's nobody there to, fall into the streets.
KOAT says historically about 62% of pedestrians who were killed were under the influence of alcohol.
Wow.
Law enforcement have determined that the pedestrian, or rather pedestrian error, is the cause of another 12% of pedestrian fatalities.
So the pedestrian
basically
fault.
75% of pedestrian fatalities are the pedestrian's fault.
Right. Meaning they didn't look before they went out, or they're just too drunk and they stumble into the road, or they didn't, look twice or whatever their issue was.
So, Sarah, you usually talk about bus travel, helping out pedestrians, and more lights, more blinking lights to keep these people alive. But it seems like it's a lot of it is alcohol abuse. What do you do about those types?
By the pedestrians, not the drivers.
Mm-hmm.
How do you
the
help?
Thing about it is that, but New York, they have red light cameras. They put up more red light cameras because they have to do something because they got so much people, so much traffic.
That did not answer. It's not a responsive answer to the question that Conan asked you.
She doesn't pay attention to the questions that people ask.
Okay,
she just hears that we're talking
and
then
we stop. Here's what I want you to do. Let's do a listening exercise here, Sarah. Now, when you want to show somebody that you're listening to what it is that they're saying, one way to do that, and you can do it in sort of a patronizing manner, and that's not what I'm recommending here, but one way to do it is to repeat back to that person what that person said. So kind of summarize what that person said, or what that person in Conan's case asked you, in your own words. So Conan, I'm going to have you ask your question again of Sarah. And Sarah, before you answer the question, I would like you to basically explain the question you're answering. So re-ask the question after you heard Conan ask it to you. So that way we can test and see if you were actually listening to him. Okay.
Here's my question, Sarah. What legislation could be brought to the table that would prevent drunk pedestrians from stumbling out into the highway and getting smoked?
Well, I mean, I guess it's about there are no laws that
No,
kids.
That was, okay, even though you're trying to answer the question, I want you to do this listening exercise. Now, in order to follow the rules, you have to listen to me give you the rules, and maybe you can't do that. But
we've joked about Sarah being an NPC, a non-player character, before, and I am more and more beginning to lean in that direction because she has a dialogue. She has been programmed to give a dialogue, and that's it. And she can't respond to any other input because she hasn't been programmed to.
What is the question Conan has asked you twice now? Before you answer tell us the question.
How are we going to stop the alcoholic pedestrians from jumping out on the street?
Okay,
yes.
That's a good summary.
That's
Go ahead with the answer.
That's what he's asking. But
yes,
you know the thing? We had the same amount of alcoholic drunks falling out on the street like 13 years ago, and we were number 7 in the nation. That's because we had that low fatality because we still had red light cameras. That was a before and
no, red light cameras have nothing to do with this, Sarah.
Does not follow. Thank you for the call tonight. I thank you for actually answering the question, kind of. I mean, you didn't really answer the question in that you didn't give a proposal.
She also doesn't understand how state rankings work.
Let's continue. We can bring up whatever you can bring whatever you want here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's already in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a package thief. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Save up to a whopping 40% off on all add-on cameras and systems through December 22nd. While supplies last, visit blinkprotect.com/holiday. blinkprotect.com/holiday.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with a gift card specialist at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Just pick one of them. There's four of them. And we will join you once we notice you there, and then you can talk about what you want. Sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us, which includes Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
If you operate a retail business and have been looking for a solution to accept cryptocurrency like Bitcoin at your point of sale, then you need to check out AnyPay.global. I'm happy to announce AnyPay now has an app. It is available on Android at this moment. They are working feverishly on the iOS version. It always takes longer to get things out on iOS simply because Apple makes it more difficult. So that is coming, and as soon as it's available, we'll announce it to you. But if you're on iOS, you can still use AnyPay. You have to pull up a website, basically. Go to AnyPay.global. You can get signed up there. And when I say sign up, I mean create a username and password. That's it. There's no application process. There's no application fee. There's no approval. It's just username, password, you're in. And then you get into the settings. You put your cryptocurrency wallet addresses into the settings page. That's where you want your crypto that you're collecting at your register to end up. So you want it to end up in your wallet, presumably. So you set those settings, and then you're done. Then you load up the app at your point of sale, and that's it. You're accepting crypto like Bitcoin and Dash and Zen and others over at AnyPay.global. It's A-N-Y-P-A-Y, AnyPay.global. As we continue, we will take your calls and thoughts about what you want. We've been talking about prohibition here tonight, and in Utah, the Utah state representatives of the Republican side are talking about basically gutting a lot of the qualifying conditions out of the medical cannabis. It wasn't legislation, but the ballot initiative that passed
right
here in November, and they're working on doing that. And Daryl, I didn't ask you to pull it up, but you did mention that you'd pulled up at some point this list of what they're going to change. So there was a long list that you went through earlier in the first hour of all the different things that were originally included, including things like pain, PTSD, and then there was even one sort of generic other issues.
Well,
that
some of the things, such as HIV, AIDS, or other autoimmune disorder,
mm-hmm.
other autoimmune disorder has been stricken.
Wow.
There's another one.
Sorry, sick people. You're not welcome here in Utah.
Not sick enough.
Cachexia, or a condition manifest by physical wasting. The second part of that has been stricken. So if there's another wasting disorder,
yep. Oh, and there
that
are.
Isn't cachexia.
Yep, sorry.
Sorry. If you have nausea or malnutrition associated with chronic disease, that has been changed to persistent nausea that is not significantly responsive to traditional treatment, except for nausea related to pregnancy, cannabis-induced cyclical vomiting syndrome or cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, epilepsy, or debilitating seizures. They struck the or similar condition that causes debilitating seizures.
Sorry.
So unless you basically, as I'm reading this, unless you have epilepsy or you're always having a seizure, then it doesn't matter that you often have seizures.
We don't want your sick kind around here. You get on out down to Colorado.
And then PTSD
over,
has been...
Over to?
Wherever.
PTSD has been changed to PTSD that is being treated and monitored by a licensed mental health therapist as defined in, and then they cite a statute, and that has been diagnosed by a healthcare provider or mental health provider employed or contracted by the Veterans Administration, evidenced by copies of medical records from the VA that are included as part of the qualified medical provider's pre-treatment assessment and medical record documentation. And then they add...
Hold on, before you go on, there was the one that required the... I forget which one it was, but one of them, they are adding the requirement that you have to jump through all of the traditional methods first. Like, you have to not be responsive to all of the traditional medicines or whatever for whatever the malady was.
Oh, that was down at the bottom of rare conditions.
Yeah.
They've added extra steps to that. They've also added extra steps to
so you've got
the case-by-case basis to where you now have to go through a licensed board-eligible or board-certified psychiatrist, licensed physiological or physiologist with a doctorate-level degree, a licensed clinical social worker with a doctorate-level degree, or a licensed advanced practice registered nurse who is qualified to practice within the psychiatric mental health nursing specialty and who has completed the clinical practice requirements in psychiatric mental health nursing.
There's a lot of protectionism going on here, right? The licensed nurses, licensed doctors, you got to go through the system, go through all of these people who are going to, essentially, if you have to go, jump through and do all of the existing allopathic medicine treatments that already exist for whatever your malady is, before you can then try cannabis, if you're a naturopathic healer or whatever, if you're somebody who's into the natural healings, you don't get to tell your doctor, hey, doc, I know these other people, or I've heard of these other people on the internet who take cannabis for the same problem that I've been diagnosed with, and they say it's really helpful to them. Can we start with cannabis for my treatment? And the doctor's going to say, nope, we can't do that. There are five accepted standard medicine treatments that we need to jump through first to see if you respond to any of those really expensive, likely, treatments. Right. And then if you don't respond to any of those, then I can go ahead and recommend cannabis.
Chronic pain that has not responded to opiates is now changed to pain lasting longer than 2 weeks that is not adequately managed in the qualified medical provider's opinion, despite treatment attempts using conventional medicine or other opiates and physical interventions.
How crazy.
Something.
I mean, the idea that...
There was something until changed recently here in New Hampshire that could have been construed to say you must have surgery before you can be prescribed if it doesn't fit one of these other things.
Yeah.
Because it says...
New Hampshire's medical was not a great program.
Luckily,
initially.
They changed that, but it was one of those things to where, you know, like the placement of a comma made it
difference.
Sound as though, oh, yeah, we've got to give you all these other drugs or do surgery before we can prescribe you.
And the question is, how many of these licensed therapists and medical doctors and nurses, what do they have?
There are three of them, and they're all cousins to the Speaker of the House.
And that's where I was going.
Really?
I don't know, but it wouldn't surprise me. Florida, not too long ago,
they were at least in the room when this when this new gutting has been drafted.
Florida, not too long ago, passed something requiring all welfare recipients to get drug tested.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who owned the company?
Testing facility?
The one company that was authorized to test the urine.
A state representative or the brother of a state representative?
Brother of a governor.
Okay.
It was the brother of the governor.
Yeah. Yep.
That's always the case. And it's not just at the governor's level. It's always at our level.
Yeah.
Right here in Keene, who drafted the new ordinance to ban nicotine to 17 to 21?
The lady that passes out nicotine patches?
At the hospital.
At the hospital.
Who herself is a smoker.
Talk
at
about
least
cronyism.
She was. I suspect she still is.
That's the big question.
All right. There's more on the way here. All you got to do to find out is to hang out outside the break room of the hospital.
I talked to one person who interviewed her, and he said he never smelled smoke on her, so whatever.
Interesting. All right, more on the way here. 855 450 free like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12 gauge, 20 gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. Wolf Hill Ammo.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
USA Radio News.
An emotional eulogy for a former president from a former president.
Your decency, sincerity, and kind soul will stay with us forever. So through our tears, let us know the blessings of knowing and loving you, a great and noble man, the best father a son or daughter could have.
George H.W. Bush will lie in repose at St. Martin's Episcopal Church in Houston until 6 a.m. local time tomorrow morning. Ohio senators are ticked off that GM is deciding to open a plant down in Mexico as opposed to keeping one open in their state. GM CEO Mary Barra was on Capitol Hill today defending her actions.
It's incredibly difficult to make these types of decisions, so our focus is on the GM team members that are impacted, making sure they understand all of their opportunities, and then also looking at what are the retraining opportunities as well.
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. Just go to discord.lrn.fm, and you can talk to us that way about whatever you want. And by the way, it is Bitmas, as in Bitcoin Christmas, over at store.bitcoin.com. Christmas shopping just got cheaper. If you're into cryptocurrency or you know somebody who is, you can get 35% off of various swag and also hardware wallets. That is today and tomorrow only. So if you're listening to this via podcast, you may still have time left to take advantage of this offer by going to store.bitcoin.com. It's part of their 10 days of Bitmas promotion. They've got incredible offers from now until Friday, December 14th. If you've been waiting to buy your favorite Bitcoin lover, a Ledger, KeepKey, these are two different types of hardware wallets, or a new piece of swag, don't miss the 35% off deal available right now and again through tomorrow, which would be the 6th of December. You have to use this code, though, to get the discount. It's Bitmas, B-I-T-M-A-S, 35. Bitmas 35 is the code at store.bitcoin.com. As we continue here. So we've been talking about prohibition, alcohol prohibition, cannabis prohibition, the outrageous changes that the Utah state legislature is positioning itself to make, purportedly in tandem with doctors. See, the doctors say we need to not have so many different maladies that we can treat with cannabis because, you know, doctors, they only took a Hippocratic oath to say do no harm. And I guess
we might get confused if everybody can get it. It's not like it's opioids or something.
It's not like we're doing harm by prohibiting the people who need a substance from... Oh, wait, no, that is doing harm. Yeah, yeah. If you're advocating for continued prohibition, if you're a doctor and you're advocating for this, not total repeal of medical, but a very restricted version of an already restricted policy, an even more restricted version of it, you are advocating the doing of harm by doing that.
Oh, but don't worry, Ian. If you have a terminal illness where your life expectancy is less than 6 months, then we'll let you have cannabis.
Because you're going to die anyways, and
or
that's the harm.
If you have a condition resulting in receiving hospice care, which, again, is somebody that generally is going to die fairly soon, then we'll let you have therapeutic cannabis.
Okay, great. You can have cannabis.
Otherwise,
on your deathbed.
You've got to jump through a bunch of hoops and hurdles, and you might have to wind up going before a bunch of boards of licensed physicians.
People who are not your physician, by the way, just strangers who are on some board, what they call a compassionate use board in the new legislation that is being cooked up. It's sad stuff, especially the provision that requires certain people with certain issues to try all of the legitimate so-called the standard medicine, the allopathic medicine solutions, which include all manner of pills, which a lot of people have very negative consequences from some of these pills, not to mention they even come right out. And I think this is where we left off was you were pointing out that they actually are advocating people use opiates instead of cannabis, use opiates first, and then if you're not responding to the opiates after we've doped you up for however long...
We've got you hooked.
Yeah, right. And if you're not responding to the opiates, then we'll let you have access to the cannabis.
So I just realized that while it does mention opioids or opiates, I misread what the new proposal... So the existing is if you're not responding to opiates or you can't take opiates, the new statement here, which is probably the only good change, is conventional medicine other than opiates. And that's specifically for the chronic pain.
Okay.
So it specifically says if you're not responding to conventional medicine other than opiates.
But so still, you have
there's
to
no longer
through.
The requirement that you try opiates first.
All right.
But again, you've got to jump through a bunch of hoops, and then you have to wind up basically getting the compassionate use board's approval.
How easy that is a whole other
on
session.
An individual case-by-case basis.
Right. So, how do you think that we got here? We have so many health professionals who have sworn this oath to do no harm, and yet conventional medicine in so many levels does so much harm.
Because Conan, there's this thing called a certificate of need, to where the existing medical providers get to determine whether or not we need more medical facilities.
I mean,
what does that have to do with the question that Conan's asking? I'm sorry.
He's asking how we get to the point to where you've got medical professionals basically
doing harm, and they
controlling things. Mm-hmm. So in certain places, when somebody says, I think we need a new hospital here, the existing hospitals within like a 100-mile radius get to vote if we need a new hospital.
Yeah, but there would be so many whistleblowers who would be coming out saying, hey, look, this is why we got this hospital. It's because money. And here, all I want to do is I want to help people, but
normally,
money.
Normally what happens is the existing hospitals will say, we don't need this, so there is no certificate of need. So they're doing
harm. You're saying that's doing harm.
That is doing harm. And
by restricting the market.
By restricting the market.
Increasing costs.
From, actually, if the market can sustain a hospital, it will survive.
Sure.
And here we have physicians basically voting on whether or not to prescribe to their patients things that the patient might want to try. Well, no.
Nope.
See, we went to medical school. There's the thing that floats around on social media all the time that says, don't confuse your Google searches with my medical degree. So, there are a lot of doctors wind up thinking that, because they went to medical school, they know your body better than you know your body.
This is about control, and this is about money.
Yes.
Because if you have to go to a doctor who then has to legally put you through all of the paces of traditional treatments before you can get cannabis, that's just more doctor time.
Yep.
That's
right.
Just more time going in, doc, this didn't work, doc, this didn't work, doc, this didn't work. Every single, you know, visit is going to cost you more money, raise your insurance premiums, or whatever it ends up being. It's costly to have to jump through all those hoops. When what you could do is just say, hey, doc, I've got this issue. I've seen online that it's helped by cannabis. I'd like to try cannabis. And if the doc's friendly to the issue, he would just say, okay, let's try that. And then write you the prescription. You go and you get it, and that's it. And then maybe it'll work, maybe it won't, but at least then you are the person who's leading your decision-making ability. Instead, this is saying put all the control in the hands of the doctors.
Yep.
The doctors know what's best. Look, he's got a white lab coat on, and you should just do whatever it is he says, even if it's jumped through all these unnecessary hoops, because we, the legislature, have determined that that is what's best for safety. And all of this supposedly being done in the name of children, which is ridiculous.
I would like to think that it's a combination of laziness and an inability to adapt to changing times and to new science and to new knowledge. But I think that you're right. I think it really does come down to money and authoritarianism. I have the badge. I have the degree. And what do you know with your Google search? So get in line and take these pills, and hopefully it'll make you better. But don't be bringing me the silly Google search that says that something that grows in your backyard will do your body good, because that it couldn't possibly work.
You know, make sure you eat your vegetables.
You know, that might be,
that you grew in your backyard.
Yeah, you know, that might be another option, though. That it is. How could something that some Jim Blow, you know, out in, you know, some country bumpkin could grow in his backyard could actually create something that could cure humans of their ailments, mm-hmm. and treat them of their ailments better than this expensive ass drug.
Amazing.
That scientists have toiled over and sweated over.
Yeah.
And
billions have been poured into.
Yeah, yeah.
It just works that way for a lot of people.
Versus something that just is grown naturally.
It works that way for a lot of people. I mean, I there was a guy who came to Keene once upon a time, and he was prone to seizures. And he didn't have access to his cannabis oil, and he started having seizures. And as soon as he got some cannabis oil back, he took that and stopped having seizures. And, you know, you don't make that crap up.
Right, right.
You know, you don't just make up that you're having seizures, fake a seizure so you can get some cannabis. This was the real deal, and it really did help him quickly.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolfhill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolfhill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfhillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfhillAmmo.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Decades and decades ago, alcohol prohibition was brought to an end on this very day. You said it was in the early 30s, Darryl?
1933, so 85 years ago.
85 years ago.
That way you don't have to do math.
Many people likely celebrating today.
Probably no one knows about it.
No, you don't think?
Everyone, if you look at the social webs today, the social networks,
yeah,
they're all complaining about how they didn't get mail today.
Oh, okay.
But let me tell you.
Hold on. I've seen a lot of posts.
Yes, I saw.
About the end of prohibition.
Oh, really? Well, you have different people. You have different friends. But back to the mail, I saw three UPS vans on the way here. I ran mail this morning. Guess what we ran? We ran the important mail. We ran toilet paper, paper towels, dog food, all the good important stuff. All that junk mail, well, we're not getting political flyers anymore, but yeah, some people work today.
Well, is prohibition really over, though? I mean, I'm talking about just alcohol prohibition. Obviously, we focused on cannabis and some other drugs earlier in the show here tonight, but is it really over? Because ultimately, didn't prohibition just change form as far as alcohol is concerned? Yeah, you can get it now. You can go, in fact, here in New Hampshire, you can go to a state-run liquor store and buy as much alcohol as you want to. In fact, I've heard that some of the alcohol dealers from other states will come up and buy their alcohol in New Hampshire.
They come in their big white vans from New York and Connecticut and Massachusetts, and they fill her up.
So
that's a lot of revenue for us, which is why we are not, this is not our deal. This is not something that we're concerned with, the legislators here in New Hampshire. It's the out-of-state legislators who are cracking down on this because they are losing money.
I just pulled this one up here from the Washington Examiner. I just did a quick search for alcohol prohibition on Google News, and this is exactly what I wanted to point out, which is, headline, Enjoy Prohibition Repeal Day, but these crazy alcohol laws show we have a long way to go, 85 years later.
And it's probably mostly in taxation.
So let me jump into it here. Happy Prohibition Repeal Day, or so you may think.
Wednesday, December 5th, that's today, marks the 85th anniversary of Prohibition being officially repealed, ending our nation's failed experiment in banning alcohol. Booze enthusiasts around the country will likely head out to their nearest watering hole tonight and raise their glasses in a toast, celebrating the fact that our government no longer micromanages our booze. But is this true? You may take it as a truism that our alcohol markets have operated free and clear in the decades since Prohibition, but sadly, the reality is far more complex. Across the country, all levels of government continue to have woefully outdated and restrictive laws on their books concerning alcohol. Worst of all, many of these laws do little to protect public health and safety, but rather operate mainly to help vested economic interests. Few Americans appreciate the history of the immediate post-prohibition era and how it continues to affect alcohol markets today. When the 21st Amendment repealed prohibition in 1933, it devolved control over to the states. Crucially, the language of the 21st Amendment largely mirrors the language of the 18th, which originally instituted prohibition, with the exception that it gives state governments, rather than the feds, near total control over alcohol.
Yep.
The result was a rush to regulate among state and local governments during Prohibition's aftermath. Many states established a control system in which the government itself controlled all sales of alcohol. In 2018, more than a dozen states still control alcohol sales at the retail level, forcing consumers to shop at government-run liquor stores.
And then you have your dry states as well, where they actually close for days.
Correct.
Usually Sundays.
There's dry counties still in some parts of the South.
Yep.
Yeah. Is Alabama one of the states where there's dry counties?
Last I knew, yes. And then there are also, interestingly enough, wet cities inside dry counties.
Other states opted for a three-tiered system of alcohol distribution that requires producers, wholesalers, and retailers of alcohol to be legally separate entities.
New Hampshire is one such state that has that three-tiered thing.
Yep.
And
government-run.
Government has to sell all of the liquor.
Correct.
And as I understand it, on that government sells all the liquor, that means that the bars and the restaurants that have liquor licenses, they have to order through
the government.
The government.
A requirement that's not present, he says, in nearly any other industry for these things to be separate. You can't go in most states that have this three-tiered system. You cannot buy from the manufacturer. Why? Well, because somebody wanted to protect their middleman status. Somebody who was connected with the government said, whoa, yeah, you might be repealing prohibition there, buddy, but we need to make sure that I can stay in business here. I have an important role as a middleman taking alcohol from one person and bringing it to other people. And we need to make sure those other people can't just jump over my head and go straight to the person who makes it. And that's what these laws are all about. It's about has nothing to do with any kind of protection of the people or the drinkers or anything like that. It has to do with protecting the business person who's in the middle. Going on, he says, we continue to live with these outdated regulatory systems. States like Virginia strictly control all sales of distilled spirits and charge ludicrous markups that accrue to government coffers, while three-tiered states like Maryland require brewers to buy back a portion of their own beer from wholesalers before they can sell it in their own tap rooms.
What?
Yeah, so you can sell your own beer, but first you have to sell it to the wholesaler, then buy it at their wholesale price or retail price or whatever it is, before you can then sell it to your own people.
You would buy it back from them. So it's akin to, and a lot of bookstores will do this. So let's say Toadstool, which is a local bookstore, calls up Random House and says, we want 100 copies of this new book by, you know, fill in the blank new author. They only sell 40 copies. They then call up Random House and say, we only sold 40 copies, buy back those other 60. So it's basically you're renting the space. So with this...
Are you sure this is the same thing? Because why would...
wholesaler says, we think we need 100 cases of this new beer. We only, and then
that's
3 months later, we only sold 40. You have to buy back from the wholesaler.
Yeah, that's not what they're talking about.
Not only that, but that's not a law. That's just the wholesaler's rule.
That's business. What they're talking about here is, okay, so you're a creator of a distilled spirit, right? You want to sell it in, beer.
Free Talk Lager.
You're brewing beer.
Yep,
and
Free Talk Lager.
You want to open up in a state like Virginia here, or Maryland, thank you. So this may not apply here in New Hampshire, but in Maryland, where you can open your own tap room as the manufacturer of this beer, you have to buy it from your wholesaler as a product.
I heard buy back.
Yeah.
I thought it was you have to buy what they don't sell.
No, this is what you want to sell.
So basically,
that's ridiculous.
So basically, all right, so let me get this straight. You create a beer, Free Talk Lager.
Yep.
You sell it. You basically distribute.
And I'm a mega beer man. This isn't a micro nano brew thing. This is, you know, for a mega company, right?
You basically
The big companies don't have taste rooms.
Oh, they don't?
No.
Okay.
All right, you open your own taste room. And so basically you have to distribute your product to a wholesaler, and you have to buy your own product
from them,
from that wholesaler, even though you could have just...
With their markup.
Exactly.
Right. So
even though you could have just taken it from one room to another room.
Right. So
there's that
new brewery that opened up in Keene.
The one that takes crypto?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So if this were New Hampshire, they couldn't just, you know, pipe in the stuff from that back room. They'd have to sell it to the wholesaler and then buy the kegs back.
Like I said, I don't think this probably applies. I don't know if this applies to the small breweries like that.
Those are generally the ones that have tasting rooms. Now, when I said that the big ones don't have
the word isn't tasting room, it's tap room.
Okay.
So if you want to open up a place where people can buy your beer on tap, then you have to buy it back from your wholesaler.
And then I'm curious, you know, how they define tap room in their statute.
It's nuts.
My guess is that tap room and tasting room are going to be the same thing.
Yeah, I don't know. The examples of post-prohibition legal relics don't stop there. Indiana has a ridiculous prohibition on selling refrigerated beer in gas stations and convenience stores. Utah's Zion Curtain mandates that bartenders mix cocktails behind partitions or other barrier zones so as to not allow minors to see a drink being made.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about this. So that they've got this big barrier that, yeah, they mix the things and you can't see what they're doing.
Darryl, what's the stupid law here in New Hampshire where if you sell beer, you have to actually stock other product too, like milk and food, a certain amount, dollar amount?
Yeah, so the beer stores have to have $3,000 worth of bread, dairy, and meat, which generally...
This is New Hampshire.
Right, which is generally, here's a bunch of boxes of crackers that are dusty, Spam, and dried milk.
Yeah.
It'll last forever.
Yeah, and there's a good coat of dust over all the food because it just sits in a corner or whatever because they have to have it.
Everyone's finding the loopholes for stupid laws.
Yep, there's more coming up here. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Did prohibition really end or just change form?
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.